trust me. Well, Nicole, you got hog jaw. You got this, thing people use on the neck. Yeah, some people say butt meat. They have what in the store, they call it butt meat. Cut off all this and kind of bumpy on the neck, call that butt meat.
Uh-huh.
Then you got pork chop out of the hog, not out the back part. You got you then you got long you got shoulder, you got spare rib.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
This part of the seed, which you know you might use it for.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Stone.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Six.
It sticks, uh-huh, to the seed.
Press stone.
And what about one whose meat comes away easily from the seed?
That's clear stone.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
You could use some that don't have to be shelled. We call them snap beans.
Okay. And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Could be butter beans, could be peas,
okay.
All like that.
What do you call the tops of turnips that people eat?
That the leaves of the turnip, and a lot of people love the root. Then you cut the leaves off, and then you could bank the bottom and they sell the bottom, and some people love the bottom better than they do the leaf, the turnip or bottom.
Well now, if you were going to have these for supper one night, you say you were going to have
turnip greens or I like it mixed sometimes, the turnip and the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and you eat it with your hands?
Well, that the corn that you, after you shuck it, you clean all the silk out of the corn, that's green corn. Then you take a sharp knife and cut it off and put it in the pot to fry your meat or whatever you want. Or you could use butter and put it in the pot and let it cook, and you can eat it with anything you want.
Well, now suppose you don't cut it off. Suppose you just boil it and eat
well,
it.
Well, that's corn on the cob.
Okay.
Green corn on the cob.
What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
That's called a skunk. Some people say polecat, but I call it a skunk.
Okay. What do you call a little creature that's about that big around that it lives near the water and it hops along the ground?
Little daddy cooter.
Now, do they hop? They walk, don't they?
They walk on 4 feet.
Yeah. Now, this one's got 4 feet, too, but it kind of squats there, and it hops.
Oh, well, you've got two kinds. You've got a seal.
Yeah.
And you got an otter.
Okay. What do you call the things that make a sort of, that make a funny noise at night? Sometimes you hear them around water, and they go, something like that.
Some people use it, glad to get it for spring chicken. They love to eat it. And we call it, some people say bullfrog, but they're good meat. People will buy them for spring chicken. They'll pay you a good price for them.
Okay. Well, now what do you call something that's like a bullfrog, but it lives on the land?
Toad frog.
Okay. And what about one that makes a kind of chirping noise?